Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. On Saturday, the Patriots will travel to Buffalo for their battle with the Bills in Week 1. But on Friday, we went inside the Patriots locker room to hear from several players as they get set for the season opener. We chatted with Stephen Gostkowski on rookie punter Ryan Allen, Brandon Spikes on Bills rookie quarterback E.J. Manuel, and we heard from two other Patriots defenders to get their thoughts on their rookie seasons. It's all ahead in Locker Room Uncut.
We went out there as my first game as a rookie, and I remember going out there and getting that sack and Dante, you know, picking it up. The best part was him scoring, and it was a great moment. It's a moment that I'll never forget, and we still have the ball, and actually he has the ball in his house, so we're going to share it every year. We'll go back and forth with it.
Really?
Hopefully. I haven't ran it by him yet, but I'll ask him.
Playing Thursday night against the Colts, Peyton Manning. One of the biggest plays in that game was a goal line stop that me and Eugene Wilson hit Edgerrin James in the end zone, made a fumble, and I picked it up and tried to run. But that was, you know, I would never forget that because that was my first game. And playing against one of the best quarterbacks on my first NFL game, you know, that I will always remember that.
That's actually, you know, you look at that, and I remember we had that. A couple cold and really windy ones, but no matter what, it's tough place to kick, and it'll be a challenge for me, Ryan, and Danny, and we have to just bring our complete focus and give our team the best opportunity to succeed on kickoffs and then obviously taking advantage of the scoring opportunities.
He's a rookie. He's in the NFL, so I'm sure he's an elite athlete, and I don't really pay attention to the years. You know, if you can come in and get it done, you know, it is what it is. I respect that, but we're going to, you know, take the same approach if we play any other quarterback, so we just want to get after him, you know, and try to keep him off balance.
Florida State guy, though.
Oh, absolutely. So I didn't want to get into that, but I've faced him a few times, so I know what he's capable of.
Every time we play these guys, it's something. It's some new run or new wrinkle that they show us, and they always give us a tough time. So we understand that. We understand how important it is for us to start fast. We understand how important it is for us to maintain their go-to guys, and CJ, and with Jackson, and like I said, with Chandler tight end, and Johnson outside, and with Emmanuel throwing the ball or running the ball. So they have a bunch of weapons. They can explode at any time.
He's done everything we've asked, and he's showed up and worked hard, and that's all you can ask. And he's a professional athlete, and he's obviously very talented, and it's something that he's going to figure out. And you know, you have to experience it, and it takes time, and he's doing, you know, the best he can, and you just roll with what's given you. It's a situation I've been in before. My rookie year, I had three different holders, and had Matt Castle hold, who had never held in the game, and we did well, so you just lean on past experiences that have been good and bad.
I remember, actually, it wasn't my first game, but I remember my very first time coming out of the helmet, out of the tunnel. And, you know, I was a little bit nervous. I was in my first home game in front of the crowd. And I remember Grunt. Grunt came up to me, and he goes, you know, I want to get you every day in practice. And you're good. You're good. And I'm just like, wow, you know, Rob Gronkowski's telling me this. So it kind of gave me a little confidence booster, but it helped. It helped a lot. And I told him that the other day.